What an amazing, amazing facility. And the Eagle's Nest view is pretty amazing.
Obviously, you're on recess right now from Congress. What are some of the issues that really need to be delved into as soon as you return?
Job creation and growing the economy is an issue that we're always focused on. When I return in July, we're having the National Defense Authorization Act, the conference committee, which is the House and Senate, basically putting together a compromise between those two versions of the bill, which is going to be really important to send to the president's desk. I'm the only freshman serving on the conference committee, so it's a great opportunity to speak up for our military families and the North Country in a leadership capacity.
We have the Greek vote. How closely are you watching that, and what are the potential repercussions?
I'm watching it closely. I think it's an example that as we focus on growing our economy in the U.S., we need to focus on reining in our debt and reining in our spending to ensure that we do not get in a situation that other countries around the world are facing today because of mismanagement and overspending and not having fiscally responsible governments.
And the negotiations with Iran right now, they seem to be fairly positive. What's your hopes for that? Do you think that we will actually come to a resolution with those negotiations?
Unfortunately, I believe this administration, as they've continued to allow the deadline to slip, it almost appears as though they're willing to take any deal, no matter how bad the deal is for the United States. I've outlined what I think needs to be included in order for us to accept any deal, and that means full disclosure of all uranium enrichment facilities within Iran at any time to international organizations. That's not in the current framework. I also think we don't need to basically allow a 10-year period. We need to focus on ensuring that Iran doesn't have a nuclear weapons capability for as long as possible, not just within a 10-year period. So I don't support the current framework of the deal, and I continue to be disappointed as I heard the news that the deadline has slipped.
A lot of state-level issue with what happened at Dannemora. Is there anything on the federal level that should be done, could be done, regarding whether it's security or investigation as to what occurred at Dannemora?
Absolutely. This is going to be a federal, state, and local issue as we continue to learn more information about what led to the escapees being able to break out of the prison and some of the information sharing challenges. I think there is a federal role. The U.S. Marshals were involved in the search, as well as members of the FBI are now looking into some of the illicit activities that were potentially happening in Dannemora. So I think we have to wait and see in the investigation. But I'm pleased that the manhunt has come to an end. I think our local law enforcement and our corrections officers community did just a tremendous job working round the clock to find both of the escapees. But there's going to be a lot more coming forward that we're going to have to focus on so it doesn't happen again.
Many of the locals are saying that the suspensions that occurred at Dannemora were premature. Is Albany playing to the national media? Are you following that closely?
I'm following it very closely. These are constituents that I represent in Congress, and we should not be playing politics with our prison systems and our corrections officers. We need to make sure that they have the tools and the funding they need. And unfortunately, I think that some of the policies driven out of Albany may have led to the potential for this breakout in terms of the lax requirements within the prison. So again, I think the investigations and as we look into what led to this breakout, news is going to continue coming out in the coming weeks about this.
And you have an official Democratic rival, Mr. Derrick, has formally announced. What do you make of the campaign starting?
I'm focused on doing my job. I have a very busy schedule, so I'm doing my job and focused on that.
Do you know much about Mr. Derrick at all?
I really have just been focused on making sure that I'm continuing to fight for small businesses, North Country families in Congress.
The youngest woman ever elected to Congress, Republican Elise Stefanik, is in her first term representing the 21st Congressional District. She serves on the House Armed Services Committee and the Committee on Education and the Workforce. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.